In this bulletin, the federal government warns against travel to Italy because of the coronavirus. Pete Buttigieg ends his campaign for the United States presidency. And in basketball, the Opal squad for the Tokyo Olympics is revealed. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dines. The federal government has updated its travel advice for Italy as the number of coronavirus deaths in the country rises to 34. Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australians should exercise a high degree of caution across the whole of Italy and reconsider their need to travel to 10 virus-affected towns in the country's north.
If you are returning from Italy or South Korea and you work as a healthcare worker or as a residential aged care worker, you should not attend your regular work for 14 days. And so that's an additional level of protection which has been advised by the Chief Health and Medical Officers.
29 cases of the virus have so far been confirmed in Australia. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says given there are significant outbreaks in several countries, it's no longer possible to prevent further cases of the virus from emerging in Australia.
The most important thing for anyone coming from an area of risk is to monitor their health and isolate if they become unwell with any sort of flu-like symptoms. Contact their doctor or their hospital and let them know. That's the time when people are most infectious, is when they're symptomatic.
Labor has called for the government to provide 6 months of payments to help small businesses in bushfire-affected areas to pay wages. Under the plan, businesses would be eligible for the payments equivalent to Newstart for every full-time employee. Similar money was made available the last time Labor was in government after Cyclone Yasi. Labor's employment spokesman Brendan O'Connor says less than 5% of the applications made for the loans have been approved.
This is way too slow for small businesses. And if these businesses fall over, this is going to have a rippling effect across these local economies. So as we know, you see hospitality, tourism, very, very significantly affected in particular. But if there are not workers that are gainfully employed, then you're going to see other businesses too being affected in these regions.
Pete Buttigieg has dropped out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. The decision comes just days before the 14-state Super Tuesday nominating contests. The 38-year-old Afghanistan war veteran narrowly won the Iowa caucuses last month.
And we sent a message to every kid out there wondering if whatever marks them out as different means they are somehow destined to be less than. To see that someone who once felt that exact same way can become a leading American presidential candidate with his husband at his side.
Greens leader Adam Bandt has introduced a bill to federal parliament to formally declare a climate emergency. The proposed legislation was seconded by independent MP Zali Steggall. Ms. Steggall says parliament needs to acknowledge the challenges faced by all Australians in a warming world and take serious action before it's too late.
We saw this summer the impacts. We had the first climate refugees on the beach of Mallacoota being evacuated by our Navy forces. We have had our communities stuck inside for weeks because of air pollution levels that are at hazardous days and days from the smoke around our cities.
A climate emergency motion moved in October fell 4 votes short. In women's basketball, Opals coach Sandy Brondello has named a 19-strong Olympic squad featuring all-star Elizabeth Cambich among 5 WNBA players. Captain Jenna O'Hay missed the world number 2 side's successful qualification tournament in France last month, but will be fit for the Olympic campaign in July and August. Only 12 of the 19 squad members will travel to Tokyo as the Opals chase a maiden Olympic gold, with the final group to be named in June. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny and 31 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 21. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19. Canberra, a late shower or two, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two developing in 21. Similar conditions in Sydney, 23. Newcastle, a shower or two developing, 24. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 32. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, showers with a storm likely and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.